Blog Talk Radio.
Marvin didn't try to be magic or charismatic and all that. He just was. Even when he sung the national anthem, I mean, it was Marvin Gaye. You know, it was just unique. It was special.
Can you see? Twilight land gleaming.
The man you're about to see and hear, should you be so foolish as to have just joined us, is Ray Charles.
Hello. All right. 3, 4.
I got something, y'all, in my bones. Make me want to shout hallelujah. And I want to sing along. Lift every voice and sing, till it in heaven ring, ring with the harmony, oh, liberty. Let our rejoices rise high, burning the time, south as the North Sea.
Working with others, or maybe your affinity is for service and community. If you've answered yes to any of those attributes, then the WVON Volunteer Club may be just the thing for you. WVON, we're looking for more smiling faces to join our volunteer club. If you're interested in becoming a member, call 773-336-3436, 773-336-3436. And join the WVON family.
The Alliance Law Group works with attorneys in a variety of areas to service your legal needs. I'm attorney Marcellus H. Moore, Jr., and Sundays at 4 p.m., I'll be your host, along with attorney Brandy Pratt, as we explain family law processes and discuss topics and common myths and mistakes. If you have questions about child support, visitation, custody, or divorce, call us at 312-842-6600. And tune in to the Alliance Law Group, Sunday at 4 p.m. on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
I want to help more kids graduate from high school.
Help more families learn how to budget and save.
I want my neighbors to have access to health care.
Help create opportunities for everyone in your community. Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Can I have a price check on aisle... ma'am?
Yeah.
Don't look down, but there's a giant python wrapped around your leg.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's probably nothing.
Nothing? Shouldn't I don't know, like, call someone?
No, I don't have the time. I'm late as it is. If it keeps up, I have it looked at.
Are you sure? That's a pretty big snake.
No, I'm fine. Thank you, though. You're very sweet.
You wouldn't ignore this, so why ignore the signs of a stroke? If you or someone you know suddenly experiences numbness of the face, arm, or leg, or sudden trouble speaking, seeing, or walking, don't wait to get help. Call 911 right away, because time lost is brain lost. To find out more, visit www.strokeassociation.org or call 1-888-4-STROKE. This message brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
The views expressed on our programs are not necessarily those of WVON, Midway Broadcasting Corporation, or our participating sponsors.
Live from the Xfinity Studios at WVON, you're listening to Coffee, Tea, and Conversation with Dorothy Tillman on Chicago's true urban legend, The Talk of Chicago, 1690 AM, WVON.
Say it loud. Ooh, how y'all do? I'm black and I'm proud. Ooh, we is killing me. Hey, y'all. Working for the other men, beating that head up against the wall, working for someone else. Hey, we had Jane Brown daughter there last night. I might try to get on the air a few minutes this morning. She was there last night hosting. Had a great time at the opening show. Want to thank everybody who came out. Packed to capacity. We will thank you for coming out to support Imitation of Life, produced by Jimelita Tillman and the Harold Washington Culture Center. And the play was adapted by John Ruffin. We thank you for coming out. Thank you so much for coming out. I want to thank Jimelita for having that dream. She said, Mama, these are the plays I want to do. We want to bring Broadway to Bronzeville. We thank you, Jimelita, for not only having a dream, but also for branding the dream. Thank you, and thank you, John Ruffin. On the street, off the street and on the stage, we thank that. Thank you for that. Okay, y'all. And those who missed the show, you can call 7 after. Don't call until after 8, 773-373-1900, and talk to Jimelita. You can go on the Broadway and Bronzeville website or the HWCC, Chicago.org. HWCC stands for the Harold Washington Culture Center. And you can see what tickets are left. We got Seniors Days coming up. And okay, I don't know whether any more tickets are left for that. If we got field trips. It was just a good show. John did a great job. Well, he adapted the history of the monetary, the economic history of our community and brought it on into Imitation of Life. The economic history of the brothers and stuff who had some other kind of, they had other kind of work going on. Al Capone had the alcohol, and they had something else. Y'all come on in here and see the show. Okay. You know, we have the funeral going on today. Michelle is supposed to be the First Lady, Michelle Obama, as Mary Mitchell called her, First Lady, First Mom in Chief, is going to be here. You know, I was going to go, but I think I'm not going to go now because she was very involved in the Harold Washington Culture Center. In fact, the mother asked we have a funeral there, but because we have our production, she wanted to have the service and all the other stuff there with the kids being able to play and stuff. But her parents have been very involved at our center. She had performed at the center also. But due to the fact that it's going to be so many people there, and the First Lady's there, my condolence goes out to her and the family. I won't be able to make it over there. It's going to be some kind of mess over there today with all of the other stuff. But I'm glad to see the First Lady here. We're going to talk about that a little bit too, about the causes and what's going on here and why we all uptight and, you know, and by being singular. I had spoken to one of my colleagues, Perry. I told her, I said, we have to stop being singular in our analysis of what's going on in the black community. One singular thing. You know, all we focus on is the violence, and that's a small part of our people. But that's what we're presenting to the world, that that's us, totally. They had a killing over in Little Village last week. Several killings was over there. You have these Europeans shooting up each other all over the place and all kind of things. But the difference is they don't put it in your face every day. In fact, you don't even know what the guy looked like who did the killing and the shooting over in Little Village last week. You don't know what they look like, what happened, because they don't focus on it. They don't just put it there, because the more you put it there, it takes on a life of its own, the energy. Hey, I want to be part of that. And the other ones, the energy you see is, hey, these people are building. They are the greatest. They are the best. You know, they stick together. You know, that's the energy you give them. They stick together. They do this. And I'm going to pull it when I come back and see all that dope that was busted this week, too. It wasn't on our dope, it was their dope coming in from another community to our community. It had a great street value, but you don't hear them talking about that. They haven't said the man from the L.A. Police Department is insane like they said that boy was in Colorado. So, you know, there's still two standards, two sets of rules, and that's why I loved what Belafonte said. And I might try to find it a little quick when you talk about the blood in our streets. The prison industrial complex, and all of this stuff is playing into everybody's making money off of us. Dope dealers who's bringing the drugs in are making money. The people who sell the secondhand guns are making money. These stores in our community are making money because we don't own the stores. The prison industrial complex, a lot of money. They get free labor. They also have all these contracts. All of these contracts out, whether it's for toilet paper, soap, toothpaste, you name it, food, a whole bunch of things. Everybody making money. You look at these Meals on Wheels out here, who's bringing the food to you. I want to know how many black restaurants do Meals on Wheels to take to black people. You know, the food comes from some other place. It don't come from, you know, you do the food, you get the food. You take it, Meals on a Wheel. There's drivers with Meals on a Wheel. There's restaurants with Meals on a Wheel. Let's look at the Board of Education. All the contracts inside the Board of Education. Did you get your tax bill last week? Did you see all the taxing bodies on your bill? And if you don't own property, your landlord owns it, means that your rent is going up. When you looked at the library, City College, Water Reclamation, Board of Education, you look at all my taxes jumped up so high, and none of it is coming back. I'm just trying to give you a whole look instead of being singular. You know, and when you talk, oh, Lord, Dartha, these kids just killing up each other. No jobs. And that's why my hat's off to Father Flager, because he's the only minister and the only person I heard that took a real stand. And he's speaking today, too. He talked about the jobs. He talked about the resources that's not in this community. And that's on purpose. Y'all don't understand. Young men and women have to do certain things as they grow up and develop. And our children don't have those things in the community. And there's anger that's pent up. The only thing they have is every day they turn on TV, They see violence and shooting and scared. They live in a, our children live in a state of fear all the time. Most of them probably do have high blood pressure. They're in a state of fear. There's no good stuff for them to look at or no good place for them to go. Now, you can say what you want to, but that's how I feel. I raised five children at 8 grand, and I got a whole host of children of mine in the city of Chicago that call me Mama Tillman. So, you know, when you look at where are they going to go learn how to dance, where do they go to get rid of some of this energy? You know, we don't have things in our community for our children, no more than we have things in our community for our adults. You go drive through these other communities, you see little bars where they're sitting around. You see billiard tables where they're shooting pool. You see all kind of things going on where people are able to grow and to develop. When their friends get, when they have people get out of jail, what do? They go wait. They go work in the, and be waitresses. They park. They do all kind of things. We have been totally just stripped of everything and expect to do a whole lot of something with nothing. And to those who say that we need to just be pool our resources, fine, but we also want some of our tax dollars to work for us. And all of this is part, I tell y'all, just like what they did with Robert Taylor, every day they talked about Robert Taylor. They never talked about deferred maintenance and how they didn't do the maintenance and the development. The public housing, for those who listen on Blog Talk, that's public housing in the city. And across the country, they did the same thing, New York, Cleveland, Philadelphia, New Jersey. Even down south in those low rises, because blacks was all the inner cities near the expressways, the best traffic, transportation, everything. So what did they do? They put a thing so we could run. I saw a young white lady walking down the street, late in the evening, not scared to death, swinging up her, just walking. Then I saw a black woman holding on to it, clutching and scared. In the same neighborhood somebody had moved into. And then when you go to 75th Street, when you go to 75th Street East, somebody got shot down the other day. Did they find them? 75% of our crime is not solved. That doesn't make no sense. So there's a lot of stuff that's going on here that we got to not be singular. There's a lot of good things going on in our community. And we got to give our children who need a way to turn themselves around a way. And those that don't, then that's a whole other story. And we got to start with the educational system. If Mayor Ron Emanuel get on the radio and keep telling you about your values, I don't need Ron Emanuel preaching to me about no values and how you got no morals, they got no values, that's this and that. I have not seen them go over there in Little Village when they did that and said it or nowhere else. And we say, oh, yeah, he's right. He's right. No, he's not. Police superintendent don't perform, then he have to go, just like they got rid of the education superintendent. You know, so we don't need him telling us. We do have values. And you don't take a small minority of our people, just a small minority, you know, and then try to put it in our face every day like it is the majority. So we're going to talk about all those. Just talk today, y'all. It's Black History Month. One of our babies will be buried today. The president's wife, is, mom in chief, is coming in town, along with Ernie Duncan. He knows about the educational system because he was put down the Daley. And Daley destroyed everything, you know, what Harold was setting up there to try to move to make the educational system be equal. UNO got all of that money. All of that money. They done said, we are not going to go nowhere else. They live near schools. They can demand. Those are my tax dollars now. They can demand that they want that much money. And did you look across the board? And they said, we do not apologize for economic development and jobs and steering jobs and contract to our people. That's what we're about. They didn't say black and brown. Black folks scared to say black. And we're going to get into that too. They so scared to say black that once they get something, that's why Imitation of Life is just so great and timely. Once they get something, what do? They go run and say, I don't get near the white folks. I ain't going to keep this. I got to run. So we're going to talk about all those kind of things. I just want you to come on. It's going to be a little free flow for black history. We're going to free flow for just a little while. We're going to talk about in context of what we're talking about here. What do you see? How do you see it? What do you see we need to do? Resources. But some of this stuff is about taking the communities. They want the South Shore community. All of that water. Black folks used to live from one end of the lake to the other. And they systematically took black folks from over there. When those black folks was over there on the, down on 39th and further back, it was a second ward. And they had, they were living by the water where they could sit up and look at all that peaceful water. And Harold Washington got money to redo those buildings. And the people did not want to leave, but Harold promised them, go, I'm going to make sure you come back. But Harold died, and they didn't come back. So from one end, always from north to south, the only city in the country that black folks live by that kind of body of water, which make your property and everything expensive. They have systematically got rid of black folks, and they come on down to the South Shore area, and black people, you're buying into it. The gun, is a killing, is it this? Get out there in the street. It's not that. It's a decision to take your community, like it's a decision to take Inglewood, like it's a decision to take Bronzeville, like it's a decision really to take the west side to sleep, which y'all missing, the west side over there. You know, you got the expressways, the Eisenhower, you got Dan Ryan, you got Bishop Ford, you got 57th, you got all of this stuff, transportation, through streets. They took the avenue, on the avenue, you know, avenues supposed to be wide streets. That's why they're avenues. This man put all them little things all down stuff. You got more avenues in the black community than any other community. An avenue meant your property value was high. Boulevard meant your property value was high. You know? So we have to look at this stuff before we condemn. And I'm not condoning anything that's a violent. But I want to know why most of the crimes in the black community have not been solved. You know, in California, you got the Hispanics out there killing black people. Dr. Anderson sent me a whole article on it. They just killing them out. The Hispanic mafia taking out black men and black children. So we don't know whether people keep shooting. And I'm not saying some of our people are not doing this. Why haven't they found that little girl killer yet? If it was a little white girl, they would have found it. Why they got real quiet about them? Those guys who took those black men and strangle them and cut them up. Any crime that anybody commit other than black folks get thrown under the rug. And ours get just projected. And the thing about it is black leadership, once the white man and the white media throw anything out to us, black leadership jump on it, and they just magnify it. Preachers, do what Father Flager is saying. He's the only minister. I mean, I heard some few, very few, who talking about the resource. Oh, the violence got to stop. I didn't see nobody in Little Village marching and praying. They building their business. Uno building their schools. I told y'all when Victor Reyes was with the World Remap, I told y'all hey, Victor Reyes is going to kick everybody's butt because he's good. And when he was with Carol Braun's campaign, he said, I don't apologize for working on behalf of the Latino community. Why do black folks apologize? Why is black folks scared to fight for black people? You can't be afraid to fight for what's your own. You can't be afraid to fight for your land, for your community. People, men over in South Shore, give up that land if you must, here. Talking that stuff, somewhere hiding, peeping behind the curtain. You better get out here and do something different. Don't, well, yeah, it's a shame. No, get up here and do it, y'all. We can do it. So what I want you to do is get ready, y'all. We're going to have a good time. This phone is lit up. You listen to the Talk of Chicago, 1690, WVON. Our number is 773-591-1690. We are streaming live on www.won.com. We are also on iHeartRadio. We are on Blog Talk Radio. Ebony and Courtney is back, y'all. Woo! So we can be on Facebook today. We are on Facebook. We are on Twitter. We on Blog Talk Radio. I got to tell y'all how to get my Blog Talk, because that's something Ebony set up. We on Blog Talk Radio. And I've been talking to Beth about the women thing, and we're going to get back, not today. We're going to talk about it again. We're putting the structure together. So what I want you to do is get your coffee. I'm not going to be gone long. Get your coffee, get your tea, or whatever you're drinking, and come on back and talk to me, Dorothy Wright Tillman, on coffee, tea, and a conversation with me. I'll be right back.
I'm King News. That I come to you with the truth. The mean streets took 6 more lives overnight, all the result of gangbang stupidity. By the way, you gangsters should know, one of your victims was a 3-year-old girl. Local gang members, you still don't get it.
and people just to smoke and shoot up. You used to have a crew cut, now it's a poop butt. Dropped out of school and joined the neighborhood gang. Hanging on the street selling cane to his own people. Now when I say people, I mean color. You a stupid motherfucker.
Citizens, we are the mothers of this earth. It's time we start being good mothers from the birth. Of our children, no time for sleeping. Teaching to fight and win for the right reason. It's your time, it's your life living. Proud to be black, young and gifted. Lifted by the knowledge of taking the right route. Gang violence needs to be wiped out.
One and the same, everyone came in the same chain. Caught with the same aim, brain games and names changed. Destroyed the black male crack jail and semi-automatic static if the crack fails. So since we all talk the same slang, stop killing my brother cause we're all from the same gang.
Don't you know we got to put our heads together?
Message in cause we're all in the same gang.
Now as a youth, I used to get my bang on, and on the app get my part-time slang on. One at a time for me was no joke, so they knew I was crazy, so they labeled me loco. Had to squeeze off after it was 40. No riding and talking up a 40. Thinking in my mind that no one can handle us. The Dallas brothers never touched Los Angeles.
Being a pimp that we are. We're here to figure out a situation that it's going too far.
Here at home, it's the ghettos of L.A. Where a young black girl is not promised to see the next day.
Cause we used to come from the streets before we made speed.
But food's too late and frail as we.
It don't depend on the color of a rag.
Cause if you got what they want, you know they're gonna take what you
cause
have.
Violence the only remark from drugs and thugs and gangs and bang most times.
It's a political thing.
Yeah, a couple of spots to get high.
And the government wants to see me taking all your stuff. I see. Ripping the microphone the way I do. Listen close, my brothers, cause I'm talking to you. The problem is we got a suicidal lifestyle. Cause 90% of us are living foul and wild. I say job, you say
bad joke. I'd rather tap another brother once it's lunch mode.
Living in the fast lane, flipping like you're insane. You won't stop until your blood runs down the street drain.
Don't you know we got to put our heads together?
Stop the fight.
Make the change.
Yo, we're not here to freak,
yeah.
Because we're not ministers. We're telling it like it is, just when it's red, like sinister. Reality speaks for itself when it's spoken. They say clutch can't bring nobody for smoking. Yo, bullets flying, mothers crying, brothers dying, lying in the streets. That's why we're trying to stop it from falling apart and going away and keeping the smile off a white face. And brothers, killing other brothers. I thought the idea was to love one another. Open up the paper to one more death. If y'all keep things up, then there'll be no one left. I try my best to send an example. Saying hype lyrics over hip hop samples. Not just to brag at the most, but to inform. Cause I'm living in the calm before the storm.
I'm in a rage.
Oh yeah, yo, why is that, G?
Other races, they say we act like rats in a cage. I tried to argue, but check it. Every night in the news, we prove them suckers right. And I got the blue.
America.
Get busy, Humpty.
The red, the white, the blue, and the blue. In the red for Christian blood, the white for who's got you doing time. Busting caps on one another.
The underground sound for peace among brothers.
Kill a black man.
What?
Yo, what are you retarded?
Tell them, hum.
Yo, do you work for the Klan?
Do what you like.
Unless you like gang banging. Let's see how many brothers leave us hanging.
Kicking on the ab by a quarter to nine. All the homies getting blind in an eight ball line. Now on this tip, they started running their lips. Jumped in the deep, took a little trip. Hit the block about 12 on the tick. The whittles went down and the nine went click. People started yelling, bodies started bailing. Bullets go flying, sending some to hell in. It's gotta stop, we don't need all the violence. Peace in the hood and I'm over the silence. We got together, not from ego or fame. We got involved cause we're all in the same game.
Last but not least, yo, Easy's no sellout. And if you can't hang in the streets, then get the hell out. I'm not trying to tell you what to do. You have your own freedom of choice who to listen to. You know good from bad, bad from foul, right from wrong. Now your mother's singing that sad song.
My baby ain't never heard nobody.
But he still got smoked at baby's party. But you're not the first or the last. You're nothing but a short story from the past. You're dead now, not number one, but a zero. Take notes from Easy E, the violent hero.
Welcome back to Science Today. And we already have our next caller. Welcome. Who's this?
Hi, I'm Philip.
Hello, Philip. You sound really young.
Not really. I'm 9.
Oh, wow. You're still in elementary school, right?
Does that matter?
Oh, no, not at all. What's your question?
Well, I know the molecular formula for water is H2O. I also know that hydrocarbon is CH3CH2 50CH3. Glucose is C6H12O6. The general formula for an alkene is CnH2n plus 2. But what I can't seem to find is any scientific formula for Bob.
Bob?
My goldfish.
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
I want to change some things.
I want to help more kids graduate from high school.
I want more of my neighbors to have access to health care.
I want to change what I see around here.
United Way is creating real, lasting change where you live by focusing on the building blocks of a better life: education, income, and health.
I just want to see more smiles on my sidewalk.
Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. For more, visit United Way at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Coffee, Tea, and Dorothy Tillman, that is, on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WBON.
I was just so happy last night to have Jane Brown's daughter host our Invitation to Life. Say it loud, y'all. She was good. I might try to get her on for a few minutes tonight, and if I don't, I might have to get her back on. She's down at the hotel. It was so good to have her. You know, she's talking to Jim Lee. She wants Jim Lee to do Jane Brown's story. We'll see. And we'll see what we're going to do here. But she hosted it, and we were glad to have Inez Andrew whole family out last night. It was just so good. I'm back, y'all. You listen to Talk Chicago, 1690 WVON. Our number is 773-591-1690. We are streaming live on www.wvon.com. We on Blog Talk Radio, and everybody going to, I think you log into my Facebook with Dorothy Tillman and something, get Blog Talk. Everybody set that up. And we got a lot of them. Blog Talk friends. I didn't realize how much how Blog Talk was able to put me on there. And, you know, any day we might have 300 people in our chat room. That's pretty good, y'all, just chatting. So we on Blog Talk. We also on Twitter and Facebook. We're back on everything today because I got Courtney and I got Ebony. I never knew I would miss them like that. Both of them was gone at the same time. Courtney, Ebony was gone to the Super Bowl and you was at home resting. So we're going to get ready to go to the phones, and we're talking about several things here. And I know we have Pendleton. I don't know whether, you know, Pendleton, who was the officer, I wonder if she related to him. But a long time ago, one of the officers that secured Dr. King. And in fact, it's so interesting because Detective Pendleton was the one that told me back in 88, I think, or 89, that he was concerned about crack coming to Chicago. That's when crack had made it to Detroit, was Detective Pendleton. And if he's still out there, tell him to give me a call. He said that the crack had made it to Chicago. He was really worried. And when crack got the, I remember the first crack house came to Chicago, and he told me, he said, we're going to be in trouble here when this hit. Black folks didn't make the crack. Black folks didn't bring it in. They just eased that stuff in here all over our community, which made folks stop being who they were supposed to be and how they were supposed to react. So when you look at all this drug money that came, I don't have the article in front of me. Maybe I have Ebony look it up, how much drugs that they bust that street value, millions of dollars. They busted and took it. Black folks didn't bring that in. I'm not trying to condone anything else. The killing, I don't like it. But I'm not sure we're doing all the killing ourselves. And what we're doing, we don't need to be doing it. Somebody's picking off our community. And I said to McCarthy, you know, if you was a black superintendent, your butt would have been gone. I hope you're listening to me. When Bazaar and anybody else didn't have nothing, they was out the door. Something is going on wrong here. Talk to Williams, who was up for the job. His name is, I think he's in part of patrol and Stark. There's a bunch of folks you can talk to who's up for it. When Harold was in, our crime went down. And I don't understand this. I just think it's part of an overall thing. I don't even understand why they haven't found out about it in Pendleton case. They'll find the high profile. And anytime you allow your mayor to get on the TV and lecture you as a community, telling you you don't have no value, black men, y'all be shaming yourselves. This man can't point his finger and say, you need more values. I have values. My children have values. You have values who are listening. They don't say that. I didn't hear him say the little boy who went into the theater and shot up everybody are the ones who killed them folks and chopped them all up. Only for the black community. Because they sent this fear thing in black people that comes from slavery that they don't want you to address. But we're going to address it. Maybe not this second, but it will be addressed in terms of what's going on. And then when you couple with people not working, and then you make drugs, when you have drugs available for them to go sell drugs, and you say, get a job, boy. What job? And then they tell you black folks don't want to work. That's not true. When one job go up, 50 to 100 people go try to get that one job. Well, they don't want to do the menial work. Go down south. They hire black folks down south. They work. Right to work state down there, they'll work. They're doing the beds. They're doing all the so-called, they're working. So don't tell me this. It's all set up, and we don't even understand it. We don't understand it. And then they make our children, then they become illegal. They have to go in the shadow. Because if you've been in jail with a felon, you come out, you can't have none of the government resources, none of them. Subsidized housing, if you want to go with your family and your children, you can't do it because you got this thing on you. So what you do is you go have to be, and if the mama lets you in, then she and the children are about to get put out. All the resources, go to school, go train, and do all kinds of things is not available. So they've taken black people and they brought some folks out of the shadow and put black folks in the shadow. So we're going to go on and talk about this, and our heart goes out to Pendleton. Hattie was, she came to the Harold Washington Cultural Center, performed there. Jim Lee's been in touch with her mother because they at first wanted to do it, the wake and stuff at the Harold Washington. But because of the, because what we're doing, Imitation of Life, for us to have to move all those things off the stage, and she understood. If you listen to Miss Pendleton, I will not be at the funeral today, but you got all of mine. And this show is kind of dedicated to Heidi. It's been dedicated to her as we talk about it. I don't know why they haven't found the killer yet. We got to find out where he came from. Black folks, you better stand up and start fighting. Now, I'm going to play Children Home to Your Dream. Then I'm going to come back. Dreams of the Wings is going to come back, and I'm going to take your calls. Don't let this kill your dream. Don't let these folks who decided that they're going to kill your dream take your community. It's almost like genocide what they're doing. It's like when they gave the Indians the blanket and they all caught smallpox. This drugs is our smallpox. This killing our people. This singular telling us we just about drugs and guns. Our community is bigger than that. And we must discuss all the things our people. Hey, we must discuss all of this. Children, hold on to your dreams, and it's up to the grown-ups to make sure they do it. This is dedicated to all of our black children out there. Our children's dreams away and they can't fly, they just go to jail. Hey y'all, the schools, the housing, the health, all the things. Hold on. Dreams of the wings of a mind that you can fly. Hello there, Lenny. Is this Rick or Lenny? Hello? Hello? Put you back on hold. Okay. Will, how you doing?
Good morning, Ms. Tillman.
Good morning.
Good morning to the VOM family. Ms. Tillman, right quickly, you know, you spoke about the closure of all the watering holes, all the bars in our community. Mr. Meek single-handedly closed up all the bars in the Roseland area, all the black bars now, but he left the white liquor store establishment still standing where they're selling crack. I know that they're selling crack out in front of Hilltop Liquor. They got a gambling grid on football up there in front of the store.
And not to mention that gentleman club right down the street.
Right down the street from me. And Congressman Jackson, a member of Congressman at first place out there, has he said anything for that? Has he stood beside him in this trial as he going through here?
Now, well, you know what gets me about all these folks who are running for office? For the second district, they're being singular. They're telling me, we're going to take care of guns. No, what kind of resource are you bringing to Harvey and all those other black communities out there that are suffering? What kind of resources are you bringing to them? What kind of resources are you bringing to the second district? Don't tell them about their guns. They holler, well, we're going to work on guns. No, bring more some resources. Bring some economic development.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And that song you just played is very apropos. And I tell you one for Jesse, for Congressman Jackson, where are all my so-called friends by Al Miller and Bruno? Because ain't nobody standing up there with him.
Maybe because they might think they on the tape.
Hey,
I mean, they all probably up under the door. They're probably up under the table. But you know, look, God, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. You know, I don't talk about Jesse that much because, you know, Jesse led the fight to get rid of me. So I don't.
What do you think about this guy down there in California that's going after those cops? What's your take on that?
Well, let's. I don't condone killing because let me just say, I don't know. This has got to be real deep. You know, folks face racism. They do all kind of crazy things in the workplace, and when black folks do it, they go after them and hunt them down and getting ready to kill them. Not that he should have killed anybody, but when white folks do it, it's a psychological problem. So I guess they must have bred us and beat us up so bad when we came on the boat that they think we don't have no psychological problem no more. Thank you, Will.
All right. Good morning.
It would have been psychological if anybody else would have done that. Anybody else would have done that. It would have been psychological. Ms. Huntington, how you doing this morning?
Hey, hotel sister.
Hey, man, son, how you doing?
Hey, your brother's still standing. First of all, you know, may Sister Hadiya soul rest in peace. You know, I, as a substitute teacher, I met King, and I knew her and have engaged her before. You also talked about crack. I don't know if you noticed, but they have a new crack epidemic in our black communities in Brazil, you know, by the outside forces down there. And also genocide. You mentioned that word.
Oh, yeah.
Nkosi Mundari, a warrior brother, is having a book signing tomorrow at Woodson Library on the second floor, 2:30 to 4:30. And his book is called Genocide. By any other name, it's still genocide.
That's right.
So, you know, y'all come out to the second
floor.
What
time is it?
2:30 to 4:30. This brother is very knowledgeable.
Okay.
You know, now, our brother in L.A., is the modern day Django, you know, and every action there's a reaction. So, you know, hey, I just, you know, wish the brother well, you know.
Thank you,
and,
man.
You know, he has that manifesto on the internet.
Yeah, everybody can go and read it if they want to. Okay, thanks, man, son.
Now, I just want to say one other quick thing.
You didn't say it five, man, son.
Well, this is African and African American History Month, and I think people need to really understand what history is and get a better understanding of it, so we're being more knowledgeable about what history can produce for us. So I wanted to, refer people to two books where they can get that information. Dr. Karinga, the cultural scientist, has a little booklet called Kawaida Theory: An Introductory Outline. You can Google that. Kawaida Theory, An Introductory Outline. You spell it Kawaida. And then the great Amos Wilson deals with history and what we need to be doing. And his book is called The Falsification of African Consciousness.
Okay.
Amos Wilson.
Amos Wilson, The Falsification of African Culture.
Yeah,
okay.
You know, that'll give you some.
Okay, thank y'all so much. Make sure that you come. Let me see here. Ms. Huntington, how you doing? Hello? Okay, that one, I guess I done tried that one more than once. So, Lenny, how you doing?
Hello.
How you doing, Lenny?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. How you doing, Dorothy?
I'm all right.
Yeah, what happened was I was talking to a friend of mine who lives in South Shore last night. He was telling me that the police stopped him on his way to the store and asked him where he was going. And at that time, the officers explained to him what the problem is, the way the laws are set up, if you see three young men walking down the street and you're a police officer and you think to look at them, at you might suspect they're up to no good, and you stop those three young men, and each one of those young men have guns on them, okay, what happens is you take all three of those young men to jail, take the guns, they get bonded out, but when they go to court, because of unreasonable search and seizure laws, mm-hmm. and then the probability laws, then the judge said, what was the probability of you stopping these people then? If there was no probability, well, I suspected they might be up to no good, then it gets thrown out of court.
But we don't have a search, it was just a search, and the Supreme Court overruled that search and seizure that was under Jane Byrne. They overruled that. Jane Byrne had that. She could throw you up against the wall and search you, and then the Supreme Court overturned
right.
that.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Right. So okay. We as a community, we pay a price for what we want.
Hey, is it
okay,
because
now,
I'm black?
If you're black and you carry three guns and you're gonna kill me, I don't care what color you're, because a bullet, it doesn't matter. Yeah. But you got it where you can't stop anybody. You stop and take a gun from them, then they back out the next day and they go get another gun, then they go kill somebody.
Well, thank you.
We're
so
gonna
much.
Pay the price. We're Thank paying you. The price for what we want, okay?
Thank you. Ms. Huntington?
Good morning, Alderman.
How you doing?
I am blessed. How about you?
I'm fine.
I want to say my heart goes out to the family who lost their daughter, and I know that it's hard for us to lose someone. But I want to say that last night's opening of Imitation of Life was wonderful. The cast of 65 with the acting, singing, and dancing, and the end of that story should have taught black people a lesson. We are proud people, and we must be proud of ourselves. We cannot love anyone until we love ourselves.
I think that was better than Help. That play was put on. It was better than the Help play.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
And the next thing is, I did not like the Help.
Okay.
I did not go to see the Help. We read the book in my book club, but I did not like that.
Okay.
Now, the other thing about that is we have to learn to be comfortable in the skin that we're in.
Thank you so much. Be comfortable in the skin we're in. That's a good way to end that. Yes. Zakiya?
Good morning, Alderman. How are you?
I'm fine. How you doing?
I'm doing much, much better. And you sound like you got a little touch of the cold.
Oh, no, I don't have no cold. Just up real late last night. Just go on. You got.
Okay, very good.
Mm-hmm.
My condolences go out to the Pendleton family as well and to all of the other families that have lost loved ones to gun violence.
Right.
Now, I got to agree with you this morning wholeheartedly. We need resources in our community.
Mm-hmm.
Without resources, we can't make a move with our president. And I'm saying, if our community had the $365 million that President Obama just gave the Syrian refugees, I said $365 million that President Obama just gave the Syrian refugees, we could make some changes in our
community.
Well,
I agree with Father Flagan the other day. He said that we need to have an urban policy to bring this stuff in. He's one of the few ministers that I know that laid out a whole thing about what we need to do. We're just discussing guns and not discussing the resource. And the resource question is
correct.
Real.
He's correct.
Mm-hmm.
We should help work his program and anybody else that got a program out there that's positive and come together quick and do it.
$365
million you give the Syrian refugees and the God, when are we going to get something?
Well, we got to do it. And our heart do go out as women and as mothers. We know the heart fell on Ms. Pendleton, so we are praying. But thanks, Zakiya. The resource question, she's absolutely correct. I got to go? Okay. I got to get ready to wrap it up and come back. Is it because I'm black? Do we have that? Or we got, okay, nobody worrying? Can I go out with that? Ain't nobody worrying, y'all. Can I say nobody worrying, y'all? Ain't nobody worrying. You mean listen to Talk of Chicago? Oh, in the ghetto, okay. And put them on pause. You can do Talk of Chicago. 69 WBON, our number is 773-591. I got both of the songs on. You got both of the songs running for me. Ain't nobody word in the ghetto. You got them mixed up, but I guess it's all right, Courtney. Ain't nobody word. Hey, you done came up with a mixture, y'all. 773-591-1690. Coffee, tea, in a conversation with me, Dorothy Wright Tillman. Y'all get your coffee, get your tea. I'll be back. Come on back and talk to me. Courtney done hooked up something up there, y'all. Ain't nobody word in the ghetto.
NBC News Radio, I'm Kristen Welker at the White House. A monster storm is sweeping through the Northeast, dumping snow on New England and knocking out power to more than a half a million customers. NBC's Jay Gray reports from Boston on the blizzard with hurricane-force winds.
Gusts up to 75 miles an hour, creating blinding conditions. The projected snowfall totals are staggering. Before it's over, up to 3 feet of snow is expected in parts of New England, including Boston. The storm has literally stopped most of New England in its tracks. More than 1,800 cancellations at New York area airports, 4,700 flights canceled nationwide.
Snow is still falling, but the storm is forecast to let up this afternoon. The manhunt for former LAPD officer Christopher Dorner starts up again at daybreak in California. Dorner is suspected of going on a deadly rampage to get back at those he blamed for ending his career. This is NBC News Radio. President Obama is urging Congress to act to avoid a series of automatic cuts from going into effect. In his weekly address, Mr. Obama warns of compromises to national security if a budget sequestration bill is allowed to take effect on March 1st.
Already, the threat of deep cuts has forced the Navy to delay an aircraft carrier that was supposed to deploy to the Persian Gulf. As our military leaders have made clear, changes like this affect our ability to respond to threats in an unstable part of the world.
In the Republican address, Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska says the U.S. must ramp up domestic energy production, including the Keystone XL pipeline. The government is cracking down on those who want your identity. The IRS says nearly 400 suspected identity thieves were caught in a month-long enforcement dragnet last month. Identity theft is an even bigger problem during tax season because thieves are looking to cash in on refund checks. I'm Kristen Welker, NBC News Radio.
Card, how can I help you?
Oh, you're real?
You know I'm real. With our new card, we're always here to talk.
Well, that's good, because I don't have time for machines.
Some companies just don't appreciate the power of conversation.
Real people.
Uh-huh.
It's like I'm calling the land of machines.
And with their robot voices.
Oh, I don't like those machines. Oh.
Now, how can I help you?
Oh, I don't even remember.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Talk to a real person. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
And now, another great hit from Flo.
Discounts from Progressive are good.
Why is a strike bad in baseball if it's good in bowling? And then someone told me about a basketball strike. That sounds bad, but I'm not quite sure. But I think we all can agree it's good to get discounts from Progressive.
Progressive offers lots of discounts to help you save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't just sell parts. Oh, no. We get you the part you need. Lickety-split. Our knowledgeable team members will do the legwork, arm work, or torso work. Whatever it takes to make sure you don't just get a part, you get the right part. Fast. Plus, right now, get up to $50 back by mail when you buy Moog steering and suspension products. Only at
Advance Auto Parts.
See store for details. Mail-in rebate. Void where prohibited.
The Coalition for the Remembrance of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad has been committed to preserving his name, ideas, works, and accomplishments for over a quarter of a century. Join us Sunday, February 10th from 5:30 p.m. until 7:30 p.m. for our 26th Annual Founders Day, located at our national headquarters. Support our mission of preserving history and educating the world about the life and works of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad by purchasing a Founders Day ticket. For more information, contact us at 773-925-1600.
Are you a Chicago area employer looking for summer help? Summer help that will work part-time jobs at your business at no cost to you? Why not take advantage of Neighborhood Recovery Initiative's Youth Employment Program? The program helps young people ages 16 to 24 develop valuable workplace skills and provides employers with plenty of workers to get the job done. NRI serves youth and families in 23 Chicago area communities. Help pave positive pathways for young people this summer. Visit ilnri.org. That's ilnri.org.
Hi, this is Cornel West.
And I'm Tavis Smiley.
And we're pleased to be heard once again in the great city of Chicago.
And better yet, this signal spills over into my home state of Indiana. So I guess we'll have to get Mama a new aerial for her roof in Kokomo.
Oh, that's so nice. We want you to join us for unique conversations and perspectives as we keep the focus on the least of these.
That's Smiley and West today at 11 right here on WBON, the talk of Chicago, 1690 AM.
Hey, Chicago, this is Michelle Williams of Destiny's Child. I'm so excited to be in the world tour of the award-winning Broadway musical, Fela. I've wanted to be a part of Fela ever since I first saw it on Broadway. The joyous, moving experience of seeing it is truly unlike any other. Produced by Jay-Z, Will Smith, and Jada Pinkett Smith, Fela is for all of us who believe that music is the universal language of freedom. So, Chicago, come see Fela at the Erie Crown Theater from February 19th to the 23rd. For tickets, go to FelaOnBroadway.com or call 1-800-745-3000.
Hi, this is Teresa Deer, host of Let's Get to Work, heard Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 9:30. America is on the road to recovery, bringing new jobs and new opportunities. Join us as we explore ways to help you get the job you want, keep the job you have, and secure the job that's waiting for you. Join us Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 9:30, as we empower, enable, and equip you with the information you need to get the job you want. Let's Get to Work, heard exclusively on the Talk of Chicago, WVON.
What's up, Chicago? This is Chef Cliff Roman, my producer,
Shauna B. of Impresario Radio. Tune in along with our downtown diva, Maisha, and our executive assistant, Ashley, every Wednesday night from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Call in as we dialogue with health and fitness experts discussing the latest in food and entertainment trends.
Stay near the kitchen Wednesday nights with Impresario Radio
from 9 o'clock to 10 p.m. on the Talk of Chicago AM 1690. It's WVON.
Join me, Kendall Moore, this Monday, February 11th at WVON's Legacy Room at 6 p.m. as I host Trouble in Our House. We have invited Superintendent Gary McCarthy and Teal Hardiman of Ceasefire and a host of others, where we will discuss and explore solutions to combat the street violence that is plaguing our communities and our youth in the city of Chicago. Register and be a part of the solution at WVON.com and click the Stop the Violence banner. WVON, impacting the next 50 years of your life.
It's heartbreaking. There are kids dying every day. I'm Robin Kelly. As a mother, you think, what if that was my child? Sadly, our neighborhoods are no strangers to the worst kind of gun violence. It's why I've spent my career fighting to end this brutal reality. We all need to say enough is enough. If elected to Congress, I will pass a strong, comprehensive ban on assault weapons, eliminate the gun show loophole, ban high-capacity ammunition magazines, support current laws that prohibit conceal and carry, and pledge never to receive support from organizations like the NRA. While we don't know who will represent this community in Congress, we do know that we must speak with one voice on this critical issue. That's why I'm asking each of my colleagues in this race to join this pledge. And I'm asking you to join me as well. I'm Robin Kelly. If we succeed in saving even one life, then it's worth it.
I'm Robin Kelly. I'm running for Congress, and I approve this message.
Live from the Xfinity Studios at WVON, you're listening to Coffee, Tea, and Conversation with Dorothy Tillman on Chicago's true urban legend, The Talk of Chicago, 1690 AM, WVON.
Let our rejoicing
We've got some difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind.
I've been to the mountaintop. It doesn't matter. We got some difficult days. Dr. King knew it. He knew we was going to have difficult days. But it's all right, y'all. It don't have to matter with us right now. We've been to that mountaintop, and we looked over, and we understand with a steady beat, God will guide our weary feet come to the place where our Father lives. Look, y'all, we got something to do here. That's why black women from all over the country is going to gather in August in Philadelphia. We're going to talk more about that later. We're going to lay this plan out, and we got the blueprint of the women who've already gone before us. And we're going to talk about that with our weary. Come on, women and men, let's take a deep breath. We love to do this every day. I had to tell Jane Brown's daughter last night, I got Black and I'm Proud as my theme song. But take a deep breath, because I know some of y'all scared. Even though these folks weren't scared to say they're empowering themselves, y'all scared. Take a deep breath. Black. One more time, y'all. Black. One more time, y'all. Courtney. Black. Ebony, everybody out there, wherever you are in the world, in the country, be black. You know, to love yourself don't mean you hate anybody else. But to hate yourself means you can't love nobody else. That means you're imitating life. Imitation of life. Every weekend in February, 773-373-1900, or you can go on HWCC. Chicago.org, or Broadway in Bronzeville, produced by Jimmy Lita Tillman and the Harold Washington Cultural Center, and adaptation by John Ruffin. Great, great, great show, y'all. Sold out. Okay, y'all, we're going to get back to the phone and get back to you. Listen to Chicago 69 WVON. Our number is 773-591-1690. We are streaming live on www.wvon.com. We're on iHeartRadio. We're also on Blog Talk Radio, would you hear it again, Blog Talk. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. So we're going to go back to this phone. I want to play this song by Bobby Bland if it's ready. We're dedicating this show to Heidi Pendleton and all our black children in this city and in this country. We got to stand up, y'all. They're our babies. We can't allow them to do what they're doing.
As his mama cries, 'cause if there's one thing that she don't need, is another little hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. Mm-hmm.
And they be hungry.
Quicker, don't you understand?
Because the mama can't find a job.
Need
a helping hand.
He'll grow up to be an angry young man someday. Take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Do we simply turn our heads and look the other way?
Turn our heads and look the other way? Come on, y'all.
Well,
Bobby Bland.
The world is turning
while our babies out here dying.
And the hungry little boy with the running nose plays in the street as the cold wind blows in the ghetto.
And go by somebody, say, little boy, you want to sell some crack?
And his hunger burns.
He's hungry. His mama lights are off. He don't have nowhere to stay.
So he starts to roam the streets at night. He learns how to steal and he learns how to fight in the ghetto. And then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun and he steals a car. He tries to run, but he don't get far. And his mama cried.
Mama cried. It looked like a mother sitting in their baby dead. Oh,
the
Lord.
The crowd gathers around an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto. And as a young man died.
A young woman died in the ghetto. In the black ghetto.
In gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born.
Bobby Bland. Woo! I love Bobby. Hey, y'all.
In the ghetto.
black ghetto, y'all. The black ghetto.
In the ghetto.
In the black ghetto, y'all. They want to come home.
And maybe you don't know what.
Ooh. You know what I'm talking about?
I'm talking about the ghetto.
The black ghetto, where they taking all the land and not giving no job.
We are the children.
Hey, the children, that's right. Come on, y'all.
Oh, Lord, the ghetto.
The black ghetto, y'all. Taking all the jobs, taking the land, putting their fingers in you, got no more.
You don't know what I'm talking about this evening.
We know, Bobby. We know, Bobby.
Look at the little children in the ghetto.
The black ghetto.
Now, now, my Lord.
Woo, Bobby Blaine.
It's all around the ghetto. Talking about the ghetto.
That's Bobby Blaine, y'all. Talking about the ghetto, the black ghetto. A ghetto only means where one group of people live. And you know what they've done to us. Let anybody tell you, all this is not our fault. But we got some. We're not singular, and we can't let the folks keep pointing us singular. When you look at the fact that $98 million of state grant, that's not to mention the city grant, that was given to Bill Uno School, they said, well, we used to take stuff. We don't take it anymore. And these folks did not apologize for making sure that the Latinos, that they say now, not to be Hispanic and then Latino, is getting the contract. You can't get mad at them. You better start talking to your black leadership. Anointed, elected, and appointed, and said, what's wrong with you? You scared to say black? Let's go back to the phone, y'all. And the black ghetto were one denomination. I recommend that y'all read Dark Ghetto by Kenneth Clark. I read that book when I was 16 years old. Dr. King demanded that we read it. Dark Ghetto by Kenneth Clark. I tell you, these folks are coming for the land and South Shore and everywhere. You can go. See, sometimes folks, they'll be quiet and just, Dr. King used to say, sometimes they even use Jesus to be cowards. We don't have to do that. God's going to fix it. No, get up on your butt and you got to fix it. Anita, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
I'm fine.
That's good. I wanted to say I'm glad the president's wife is coming, but I also wish that he would have come.
Not necessarily. I'm glad Michelle, the president, first lady, is here. Mom and chief.
No,
that's
I'm glad
cool.
She's coming, but I still think, you know, I think men should handle some of these things.
Well, I never thought that the president...
They always put our women up to handling this, and our women can't do that.
Oh, no, that's not true. Black women in this country got a history of handling stuff, Anita. Let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. I never thought that the president should have been coming here just to come to this funeral. First of all, it's going to be still a lot with the first lady. But for him to come for what? What I want the president to do is bring resources to the urban community mm-hmm. and to the black community. Bring us some and give us something to work with. I don't need you coming to that funeral. There's a lot of babies been killed in Chicago
right.
and across this country.
Mm-hmm. Well, since he wouldn't address the issue until the 20 children were shot, you know, I personally would have preferred him to come or come with his wife and deal with the whole situation going on in the so-called ghetto.
The black ghetto.
You know, of America.
Mm-hmm.
And our ghettos are ghettos because that's what other people want it to be. Our people have been very resourceful to the whole world in building this America, and we have part of the thinking because white people didn't put this thinking and thought in this country. I believe our people put this thinking, this universal concept.
We did. You know what I'm doing, Anita? I got the Paradox of Freedom. That's a historical document that we used to do our reparation during the time we did. I'm putting it where I can put it on YouTube, and it's a whole historical piece about us. And ghetto just only means one group of people. Ghetto don't necessarily mean nasty and dirty. The ghetto came out of the Jewish camp when all the Jewish people was
right.
gathered in Germany. So ghetto just really means where one group of people stayed together. The ghetto don't have to be poor. The ghetto don't have to be nasty, but that's what they've
right.
made us think is where one of us comes
exactly.
together to live. Okay.
Can I say something?
Hurry
Can
up.
One more thing I want to say about...
You've been waiting a long time, that's
people.
Why. Okay.
Okay, they're taking a lot of females and put them in our community, and it's acting like it's from our community. But Rihanna and Nicki Minaj, I don't believe they're from this country. And
well, no, they're not. You know, some of these folks are not. But we have to need to keep listening because black women, we're coming together now to fight on behalf of black people. We can do it. We're going to do it in the spirit of Ms. Walker, the lady who was put together the bank, and all the different folks that we got. And Mary McLeod Bethune, we putting together one of the biggest conferences it is in August in Philadelphia. Keep your eyes open, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much. I tell you, Gwen, how you doing? How you doing, Gwen?
Hello, Dorothy. How are you doing this morning?
I'm fine.
I'm fine, and you also. Dorothy, you made a comment about resources, and I just want to make a statement that I agree totally with you on the resource comment. All the representatives that's running right now, what they're running on is mouth service, and I'm looking for contribution back into our community. Knock on the doors when you want to get elected. Knock on the doors and tell us you got resources to put jobs into our hands, training into these young men's hands so they can get up off the streets. Everybody go in there with a program and a plan, but then they come out empty hands in the community. They have nothing to bring our children to a job where they're paying $30 and $40 an hour. They have schools that they can send these guys to. The construction program that's coming in here from 95 going out to Augel Gardens. They got a program where they're supposed to be able to train these young men.
Well, you know what happened, Gwen? Let me say this, Gwen. A lot of times, and we got to really talk about this trickle-down effect. A lot of folks go get grants, and they just do it for themselves. I'm not, but then I'm going to come back to what you say. And they use it for them to be getting them a BMW and be in a little bourgeois community, move out of the community, and it doesn't trickle
that's
down
exactly
to what they're
right.
supposed to do. And we have, we've been in trouble because of the grant hustlers, you know. And we got to bring the resources here to our community. It makes no sense. If we don't work, nobody works. And what Uno said, we don't apologize, but black folks always apologize because of post-traumatic slavery syndrome.
And second of all, like I was down there when they was marching down there on 95th Street. I seen Cliff Kelly. I seen Sawyer. I seen a few more other people. And the same reason
I was there.
They get, please let them bring it back into these communities and so these black men can be more educated. Sure, the drugs have taken a lot of men down, but just like there's a downfall, there's an upswing. And it's time for us to swing up instead of
swinging
back.
Thank you so much, Gwen. The women are coming together. The men are going to come together. We're not playing. We're getting ourselves together, y'all. There was not a doubt. But Linda, education school closing. Yeah, they closing them. They closing our schools, and they giving Uno all this money to build new schools, and they tell them to go to hell. We black, and we going to give the contracts to whoever we want to do what we want to do. Come on. Come on. They learn how to be like that through us, y'all. We got to stand up. What's going on, Belinda?
Oh, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm fine.
Okay. You know, I agree with you when you said everything is by design. This is all on purpose. Now, they came, closed our schools in the black neighborhoods, talking about low enrollment. Then they come back with the charter schools, making us pay, keeping us broke. Now, a solution to that is we got to take it back to where Rosa Parks was tired of riding on the back of the bus.
Hey, Fat Lou Hamer, sick and tired of being sick and tired. That's what we're going to talk about in August. We finna have us a showing up fight in this country for black people.
Okay, so what our ancestors did, they kicked in, they started riding the bus. They took action. They let them know, hey, if we can't get what we want, we're going to keep y'all broke. Now, we got to do the same thing with the lottery system. Now, they came talking about, okay, this is for the education. Where is that money going? Somebody needs to
Well, what they did is they took the money and put it in the general fund. They took the money and they put it in the general fund. That's what they did with it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we as a people, because I see too many people, black people, playing the lottery. And we invented the lottery.
Well, I think you keep listening, Belinda, because we're going to be doing some things that's deeper than the lottery when it comes to black folks mobilizing. Black women, I want you to join our movement, Belinda. Black women going to get together. Okay, thank you. We won't, but we're going to do the whole. Dorothy, how you doing, L.A. Police?
Oh, yes, hello.
Hi.
I wanted to make a comment about Police Officer Dorner, who apparently kind of lost it in shooting his fellow police officers. That the earlier news reports I heard about him were that he stated he had witnessed a lot of abusive treatment of black suspects, even the beating.
He said suspects and other officers. He did say that.
And then he reported it. He made complaints right way through the procedure, necessary procedures, and they ended up firing him in such a way that he was not able to go to any other police department or back to the military.
Yeah, I heard that. Mm-hmm.
So he just kind of lost it, and he's trying to kill the people that seem to be abusing helpless people.
Well, you know what I always say? What I always say is that you never heard of a police brutality, a black police officer brutalizing a white person.
No.
Never, ever. The only police brutality is when white brutalize us and the black police join in. You know why black police officers don't brutalize white folks? They see that invisible rope around their neck, and they know that their partner's going to jump on their butt if they touch a white butt.
Exactly. Okay. And now all they say about this police officer is that he's a cop killer. They never give the background anymore.
Well, folks can look for that manifesto and read it, too, online. Thank you.
Sure. I heard about that.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Now, thank you so much. Thank
you're
you.
Welcome. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Jay, how you doing? Are you still there, Jay?
Hi, how you doing, Dorothy?
I'm fine. How you doing?
All right. Yeah, I wanted to comment on the situation at hand. First of all, my condolences go out to Heidi's family.
Mm-hmm.
And just to touch on that, I mean, the president coming here, I don't think it should have been. Nor Michelle, because it's going to be a spectacle. It's not going to be it's not going to be focused on really.
Well, you know, my daughter worked with that family. They worked with the Harold Washington Culture Center daughter, and that Heidi have performed there. And my daughter been in touch with the mother. We're not going to go to the funeral because of I just can't go over there. It's going to be something. And I agree with you. I don't think the president needed to come in. We need resources.
That's right. The resources. See, if they bring resources before this problem came, then it wouldn't have led to this.
Well,
Go
on, Jay.
It's not just to the point of just this young lady. And the only reason why I look at it that they chose this young lady to go to her funeral because she was fortunate enough to attend the inauguration.
Yeah.
Now, what about all these other kids that have been?
Well, I tell you what.
Assassinated.
Half of them been assassinated. Some are killing each other, but we're not a singular. We're not a singular-minded people. We need the commentaries in the black community and black folks to stop saying, all we do, we kill, violent. That's all the kids hear. That's a small group of people in our community that does that. You didn't see. The other day in Little Village, they had all kind of killing. You have not seen the person's face up there. You have not seen them marching. You have not seen them talking about the killing. The drugs is coming in. This is what these white kids that killed those black kids, you hear nothing about. It's only that they put black folks before you to make you feel less than what you are. We are not singular. We got a lot of stuff we got to do, and to keep you so depressed, you won't fight. Let's fight, Jay.
Oh, yeah, and see, and then on top of that, I'm looking at how they're talking about this gun issue, these guns. It's not just the guns.
No, it's not.
You know, it's somebody that's bringing this influx of drugs and guns in the community. I can't see that, you know, all of a sudden now you turn on the news and this is all you see is.
Look, I grew up, everybody in my house had guns. I grew up down south. We have guns down south. And you know, you came to my house, it's going to blow you away. Just that simple.
Yeah.
The bad guys get the guns they want to, but they keep us focused on guns and not on the resources. Controlling our music, controlling our economics, controlling our schools, on bringing jobs in. Yeah, we keep talking about the wrong thing here. Let's talk about something else. Thank you so much. Keep talking about guns, then you're not talking about anything else. I want to play this song for Heidi, and then I'm going to bring Dina Brown in, Jane Brown's daughter, just to talk for a few minutes about last night. You know, Charles Bella wrote this song, it's Not a Season. I think it's number 9 over there. We're going to play Charles Bevel. He wrote this for the children. You know, we don't need to send the children out. Dina Pendleton and all our black children that they've been assassinating out there, black men, black preachers, black women, let's stand up. We're getting ready for the Black Women's Conference. It's going to be in August. This is Charles Bevel, y'all. Hang on in that, Dina. I'm going to get you.
Tell the truth. Take your time, but do not tarry.
Yeah, come on, Charles.
You will all arrive one day. Equally endowed to make it. You should have everything you need when you get there.
Come on, Charles Bevel.
You should never have to eat the grapes of wrath.
You should never have to eat the grapes of wrath.
You should never have to eat the grapes of wrath.
Come on, black people. Stand up our children. Are you listening, preachers?
Or to send them never would have been decided.
Yeah.
Red and brown, black and white is how we fought.
Come on, Charles. Sing, Charles Bevel.
Oh, I know it's how we start them. Why do we make those distinctions when we don't have any
will cut our black children down like that, crushing their gift like we don't care. We care, y'all. Come on, babies, we care for you. All my children on the west side listening to this morning, we love you. We love you, children. Black people, we cannot send our children to harvest the grapes of wrath. While they're picking them off, 90% of our murders are not solved. It is our responsibility for them to be secure and have a decent education, decent houses, and have jobs. Let's fight for our babies. If you don't fight for your babies, you're a coward. Even a coward animal will fight for their babies. We can't send our children out to eat the grapes of wrath, the worst thing in the world. Sing, child. Miss Pendleton, this is to you, baby. Sorry I'm not coming to the funeral.
We all get in line,
but this show is dedicated to your daughter.
Some will grab 10 or 12, some will get none. And the children grabbed by rich ones will be pampered.
Rich ones gonna be pampered.
And the children left to poor ones will be hampered.
Be hampered. No jobs, no schools. The school's no good.
Like the heathen, with every known religion, teaches us each and every child is in our care.
Every child. Y'all hear that, preacher?
But you never have to meet the grapes of wrath.
Black children eating the grapes of wrath right now.
They should never have to eat the grapes of wrath. Why do we make those distinctions? We don't have anything of what each child will bring or how they will share.
We just take and crush their gifts like we don't care. Crushing our children's gifts.
And we send them out to harvest the grapes of wrath. No, we send them out to harvest the grapes of wrath.
Hey, come on, between Bobby Bland and Charles Bevel. Hey. Woo. Send them out to harvest the grapes of wrath. Crush their gift like we don't care. We don't know who's coming in here shooting our babies. And I want to know from you, Mr. Mayor McCarthy, why you can't solve no crimes in the black community. When you go north or go somewhere else, you find it over. You find out in a second. And hey, McCarthy, I don't know what you're doing, my brother, my white brother. Because if you were black, Ron Emanuel would have fired you by now. Mr. Mayor. With all due respect, you don't get on no camera and point your fingers and talk about values in my community. You don't do it in no other community. We have values. We have family. But when folks go out there and do things in our community, just like they do in others, I've never seen you do it. But the black people, black leadership, elected and appointed, you set it up for it to be like that. Because you keep emulating and saying what they tell you to say. We are not a singular group of people. Gun control is not the only thing should be discussed in our community. The education of our children, employment, housing, those are the things that should be discussed in our children, in our community. And I know coming off the grace of wrath, I got to go to Jane Brown's daughter for a minute, and then I'm going to try to clear the board. I got 30 more minutes left. She was there last night hosting Imitation of Life, and your father song is my theme song. Say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud. I play it every day, every Saturday. That's my theme song. How you doing, Dina?
Good morning, Ms. Tillman. Good morning to all of your listeners. And I tell you, you've got so much energy.
Oh, you know, when I left last night, I was pretty tired.
Well, I can't tell. Like, dang that right now. I'm listening to your show. We're really enjoying all your energy and all the positiveness that you're talking about because it's so real. We are living in this realness right now. We're losing our children, and that's our future. It's not a good thing. We can't allow it ourselves. We got to grab a hold of the reins and take control and take care of our kids. My dad made a song that didn't get a chance to get out. A few years before he died, and it's called Killing Is Out, Fool Is In, because he just got tired of hearing about all of the young kids that were being killed senselessly for no reason. And also he even addressed it to the hip hop artists and the rappers. I mean,
well, I gotta get that song, Dean. I gotta get it.
Yes, I'm gonna make sure I send it to you.
Okay.
But he also did a song that he didn't even get out of the studio yet, and he tells them, he says, "Hey rappers, Judgment Day,
ooh,
we gotta save the kids,
yeah,
and music is the only way.
Mm.
So we got to do what we got." you, Miss Tillman, and last night.
Before you go to last night, let me just say, your father grew up at a time when there was music with a purpose. People made money with a purpose.
Ma'am.
And he put so much back. He didn't run from the community. Now people got money. They do music without a purpose. They don't even understand who they are. So they just say anything and do anything, and they don't get money with a purpose. Your father was very involved in the community, and his song was in his music and how he felt about our community. So we thank you for being here last night, and we thank you for your father, and that's why I chose his Black and I'm Proud as my theme song. I've been doing it for 6 years with him.
Yes, ma'am. You know, I want to say this to what you just said. You know, he challenged all of these young artists to come out, not just rappers, hip-hoppers, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to conscious songs that makes us aware, social awareness songs? What happened to that? Why did we turn to calling our mothers and our sisters and our daughters the B word and tearing down races? When did we start doing that? Because James Brown, Marvin Gaye, so many people made songs that helped people, that raised their consciousness. And they ain't cuss nobody out. They ain't call nobody out their name. They ain't tear down no race and have hits and have a great career and still have an impact. We are still listening to their music. Unfortunately, I don't think we're going to be listening to the music of today, 30 and 40, 50 years.
No, because when they do a commercial, now they have to go back and pull that real music. You listen to all the commercials, they got the real music on it.
Amen. Well, thank God that there's soldiers like you still on the field, Ms. Tillman, so that they can still hear this. I heard somebody say, is Black History Month relevant? Is it needed anymore? Yeah, we need it. We need it every day because young kids today, a lot of young kids today under the age of 25 don't know their history.
Mm-hmm.
They have no idea what people went through, what Black folks did. They died. They were beaten. They were strangled. They were hung. Literally, they were torn away from their families. Sons had to rape their mothers and their sisters. It was horrible what had to be done back in those days. But we have a chance to change it and continue supporting people like you, Ms. Tillman, so that you can continue getting on that microphone, because that microphone is powerful.
Thank you. Now, we enjoyed you last night for hosting our show.
Thank you for having me.
Imitation of Life. How did you enjoy it?
It was wonderful. Let me tell you something. And I'm talking to your listeners now. Go and see the show, Imitation of Life. It was a tearjerker. I cried. I laughed. There was serious, natural moments in the show. And the actors and actresses were awesome. The singing was fantastic. You know, it was the one thing that I said at the end of the show, Ms. Tillman, you know, when the young lady was a little, you know, she want to be white. She don't want to be Black. Well, say it loud.
He said, you got up there and said, you want to say one thing to Fiola. Say it loud, I'm Black and I'm proud.
Amen.
but it was a good show.
John Ruffin did an excellent job. Yeah. Jim Alita, that's my girl. God bless her and yourself, Ms. Tillman, and everybody at the Tobacco Road staff and Harold C. Washington Theater. That theater is awesome. When I go back to the East Coast, I'm going to be talking about the Harold C. Washington.
Thank you, because we need help. We need help. We need people like you to help us. And I think you're talking in discussion with Jim Alita about doing the Jane Brown story there, right?
Yes, we're going to have to sit down and have some real discussion.
She said last night.
Hey, Ms. Tillman, I got to do one more shout-out, because if I don't do this, if I don't shout this person out, I may not get to the airport this morning.
Yeah.
Mr. Tillman.
Dr. Jimmy Tillman. Dr. Jimmy Tillman, a great writer, great artist, a great everything, and he's been the one moving you around, and we appreciate that. Y'all, Jimmy Tillman, y'all know Jimmy Tillman, my children's father. He's my big brother. And he was there, you know, he went there and he worked with the Maternals and the music company and stuff too. Dr. Tillman is a very well-known artist in the country, in the world, really.
Well, he was trying to tell me, well, you know, you don't have to call me Mr. Tillman. I said, yes.
Oh, he loves Dr. Tillman.
No, I have to do that.
Look, he loved that. Dina,
that's how my daddy raised me, and I can't go against that. I got to do with what daddy said. He said, respect, yes, ma'am, yes, sir. You know that old school stuff that we don't get to hear no more.
Well, you know, Jimmy likes to be called Dr. Tillman, because he got that doctorate. Dr. Tillman, Mr. Tillman.
Dina.
Okay.
When I see him this morning, I'm going to say, good morning, Dr. Tillman.
Okay, and look, looking forward to having you back. We'll be talking to you. God bless, and thank you so much.
Blessings to you, too.
Okay. Bye-bye. I tell you. Bye-bye. Hello. How you doing, Dina, from High Park?
Hello, good morning, Alderman. How you doing?
I'm fine. God is on the throne.
Oh, yes, indeed. Hey, listen, see, the reason why our school systems are going and our children have no protection is because the wealthiest among us do not reinvest in us like other folks do. They reinvest in their communities, and that's why their communities are protected.
Mm-hmm. Well,
okay.
I agree with the reinvestment in terms of, I call it money with a purpose, like SB
exactly.
Full and all
of that. Money with a purpose to rebuild our communities.
But you know what happened?
For our children.
Right.
You know, so that way, they can go outside and play and don't have to dodge bullets like
right.
We living in Beirut some damn way.
Yes, when
okay.
You rebuild your community, you got some place coming. What these people did when they took over, you know, these agents, these white agents get black folks and say, you can't. We picked up the phone and called, come help us over here at the Herald. You can't do that. They decide, you go over there, you get one black and
but
10
see,
white.
If there's enough wealthy blacks to pull together, we can say, oh, yes, we can, and do it. That's
mm-hmm.
all we got to do.
Well,
and another thing, too, black people who are gun owners, keep your guns, because a lot of these cops out here, they're getting more and more like the Gestapo every doggone day. And, of course, the bad guys always get guns.
Well, you know, Dean, I came from a gun culture. I grew up in the South,
mm-hmm.
and one of my friends called me, one of my real,
yeah.
my high school boyfriend called me from down there. He said, hey, Shug, that was because he said, I need to send some guns up there to you. I said, no, you better keep them down there. He said, I got a closet full on here. So in the South, you have guns, and we didn't
okay.
have that much killing.
You know,
we had shotguns,
like
rabbit guns.
Right, because, you know, like you and me, law-abiding citizens,
yeah.
we caught in the middle between the Gestapo police and the bad guys. And Obama passed this law, you know, giving Homeland Security more leverage.
Yeah.
You know, where they can come.
Dropping that bomb on you.
You know, on the slightest provocation.
The same way they did us in Selma when they beat our butts and stuff. I hear you.
Yeah, this is getting more like Nazi Germany every day.
Yeah,
this
but see, why black folks talking about violence and not talking about resources, we missing
right.
it.
Right, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, you know, resources.
Right.
Resources protect you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, darling.
Thank you so much.
Thank
you know, if they keep us talking about turning in our guns, I'm not telling you what to do. I can't tell you your position. It's just that I grew up with guns in the South. Everybody I know in the South got a gun. It's unheard of. You know, you come to somebody's house, you're going to get popped. It's just that simple. You might go rabbit hunting or something else, and, you know, I guess up here might be different. But I grew up in a very gun culture. My father had so many guns. My father taught me how to shoot when I was a little girl. So, you know, I kind of grew up in that little culture like. But I think if we keep talking about turning in your guns, doing this, the bad guy's not turning no guns. And then we have all these other folks that give the cops and some of these other folks more guns to sell. You know, that's we just need to focus on some resources. And I don't... I think that we have to just make sure that we stay on that we are not singular. And I want to give some, I think Evan is typing up the Eunice. Ms. Eunice is one of the VON listeners. Her son, Richard Brown, passed. The funeral is Monday and A.R. Leaks. When Evan gave me the call, Leaks, Ms. Eunice will always call you all the time. My son's name is Richard Brown. He passed. He's at Leaks. So call Leaks. And I think he was at 1:30 on Monday. But call Leaks. Okay, thank you so much. Let me go back to the phone. I tell you, Sal, how you doing? Sal?
Hey, my sweetness, how are you?
I'm fine.
Good. Listen, I'm going to loan one of my themes to you to take to the conference in Philadelphia, which it says, God will fight your battles, but you must throw the first punch.
Hey, I like that.
It's on the back of one of your cards.
I got the card you gave me, yes.
Okay, all right. Well, consider that also. Regarding the L.A. cop... I'm pulling for him. I understand.
I know, because you're a vet. You're a vet, aren't you?
You're damn right. I understand what he's talking about. I just ain't had enough courage to do it. We're supposed to talk. Hunts are talking about it crazy. No, he ain't crazy. He just had enough. He's a modern-day Nat Turner. And I just regret that, you know, folks are reducing him down to a worm. And it's nobody white folks, particularly white psychiatrists. When he comes, I want to spit on him.
Well, you know what? I told you know, Sal, I've never seen a black police officer. If it is, y'all call in and tell me that brutalized the white person.
Well, there are some.
I mean, I don't know any on the record. I'm telling you, they be scared. They try to hurt a white person and brutalize that white officer, going to turn on them. This is the way they think as a psycho. And black officers see that invisible rope.
But yet all the brutalization be on our people and on our, and on the black community by both black and white cops. Now, you got some good ones, but just like when Burge was doing all that mess, there was a lot of black cops in the room now.
Right, yeah. There was a black cop on the west side, I understand. He was referred to as Gloves. Because he was pulling his glove and beat us up with his right hand.
Oh, my goodness.
On Bible studies, Baptist.
Okay. Hurry up now.
What irritates me about Bible study is that people go around and around in circles, same thing, everybody off their butts and really do anything about it. They talk about David and what he did to Goliath, but they don't want to come close to being a David.
You break it up. Are you on a cell phone?
Now can you hear me?
You break it up. I done lost you. You was breaking up. I can't hardly hear. Let me. I don't know if this is this phone or the other phone, but it was really breaking up. Sir? Hello, sir?
Hello.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
I don't know. You got a hot little topic going on over there. I'm going to try to make it as quick.
Ain't nobody word, my brother. Ain't nobody word. We're going to get ready to try to put that in for you in a minute. Yes, sir.
All right. You know what our situation here is in Chicago with all this violence, my sister?
What?
Lack of education. There's an old saying that goes like this. Peace, when you break it down, it means proper education always corrects errors.
Mm-hmm.
What we got going on, sister, is a virus, and nobody is killing the virus. They're sedating it, like a lot of these diseases that's out here.
Well, let me put it like that when you said nobody. What happens is the ones who are saying we need to do something, voices being stifled. They want us to be singular and not see. Daly had control of that school system all those years, and when you look at we have separate and unequal schools in Chicago and across this country, really. We need to be following the suit. Then UNO can go and get $90-some million and build new schools. I mean,
yes.
We got to stand
thank
up and fight here.
Thank you so much for saying that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for saying that. And I want to add to that real quick. When you teach children how to be leaders, they won't be a problem that we have today. They're not teaching our children to be leaders.
First of all, take our community back. We got to take our community back so they can have a place to go. We don't have that many places to go. That's what I mean. Let's talk about the resources.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir.
No, that's all right. That's all right. Go on.
I have a business. I was raised in Roseland. Okay, born and raised in Roseland in 1972. I came back, and in 2004, I opened up the official first airbrush shop in Roseland. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I started the airbrushing movement in Roseland in 89. I employed 17 children, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Most of them went to school. They're in the service. They are productive citizens. I'm not going to say all
of them. Well, that's what I was talking about earlier. You know, I got 10 more minutes, so I got to go on. You call me back next week, and let's finish this conversation. That's what I meant about having jobs and like you. Like the job you provided in our community, we can hire our youth. Call me back next week, sir. I got a few minutes left, and I want to clear the board. Every line is lit up.
I promise I will.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Wes from Atlanta. We're running out of time. How you doing, Wes?
Hey, how you doing? I'm adopting.
Ain't nobody word. Ain't nobody word. I tell you, I got to play a little left before I leave here today. Yes.
Yes, ma'am. We can do this. We can get ourselves back together. But it was a case.
Not we can. We will. We going to do it, my
yes,
brother.
Ma'am. We will do it. I always like to think positive. It was a case where a brother got into an altercation with a white lady, black police up here at the airport. And long story short, the white lady ended up suing. And the brother lost his job. And the lady got almost $1 million. But look at me, Doc.
That's rare. That's a rarity. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. I'm challenging every black man to get out of his community and walk, Ms. Dodson.
Let's walk.
When I was out there, I walked from 69th Street to 79th Street in Chicago.
So you're challenging the men to be Nehemiah. Get out there and rebuild the walls.
That's right. You walk in the streets there and speak the smoke. I mean, nobody bothers me. I do that all over the country, Ms.
Thank
Dodson.
You. Okay, thank you, Wes, and call me much earlier next week, okay?
Yes.
Wes just challenged y'all to be Nehemiah and get out there and rebuild the wall and get out there and walk. Because let me tell you, if you don't, this is what black children thinking. They think ain't nobody worried. They think ain't nobody worried. We think nobody's worried. That's what black children are thinking. But we got to let them know. This show been dedicated to Pendleton and to her mother. We want to thank you. And this is what they're thinking. Ain't nobody worried. We worried about just enough of us, and we pulling it together, black women and black men. Black men, get out. Come on out. Stop peeping behind the curtain. Don't be talking on the radio. This is what the children think.
When the kids die young and the mothers are suffering.
still down low, on it doing the time that you strain.
Come on now. Hamilton, Hamilton. What's Hamilton's first name? Yeah.
A lot of children gonna learn when they gotta take turns, cause they ain't got books to read.
That's Anthony Hamilton, y'all.
Started getting high, cause the job plays kinda slow. Cause ain't nobody worrying. No more, no more, no more, no more, no more. When the tears start to fall.
For the children. We worrying about the baby.
Please, our precious time. Diseases taking lives. Medicaid ran out. Showed me a weapon line. There's a mother on the phone trying to beat the drought. Tell me when will this end? All the suffering.
Hallelujah. We worried about the children. We dedicate this show to you and all of our children. Welcome home, Michelle. Welcome home. Mother in chief, welcome home.
When the shots fly high and the sirens start to rain, ain't nobody worrying. When the kids are young and the mothers.
We got the word. We got the word here, y'all. Nobody worrying. How come you can't stop no murders in the black community? Hey, somebody coming out taking pot shots out of y'all and the other folks, they just don't care. Hey, we worried. This is what Dunny, I tell you, Dunny say, they ain't nobody. Hamilton said nobody's worrying. Anthony Hamilton, we worried. This is what the children are thinking. Mama D, how you doing this morning? I got 5 minutes left.
Oh, good morning. You know, the educational policies of Ernie Duncan's Renaissance 2010 willfully put black children at risk to justify a third of blacks being in jail in 6 years through recycled slaves through incarceration. But the superintendent said this morning that he was going to use today's funeral to shine a national spotlight on gangs. They need to shine that same spotlight on the police department that killed two other 15-year-olds. Saffron Watts, a 15-year-old disabled youngster, in his own home and shot 15-year-old Dakota Bright in the back of the head. But they always justify themselves, and our children are under siege already.
And we got to worry, Mama D, and we got to do something about it. We got to show them. Mama D, thank you so much. We got to make sure that we do something about it. I tell you, I'm going to try to clear it, but this board is lit up. Sarah, real quick, 30 seconds.
Good morning, Ms. Hillman.
Good morning.
How are you?
All right.
Look here, I'm not going to take your time. I just want to thank you for this program that you are out here and doing, and we are listening and getting the point over that we need jobs, we need stop the killing, and everything. It's just so much that
it is.
City of Chicago needs.
Thank you so much. I got 2 minutes left, and I got to try.
Okay,
I'm going to try to answer.
Right.
Thank you. Roosevelt, give me 30 seconds. Roosevelt, how you doing?
Just fine, and just blessings to you. But look, there are two liquor stores, libation establishments, in the Roseland area. One is on 119th in State, and the other one is 122nd in Michigan.
Okay.
Well, your listener didn't know that. Other than that, have a good day.
Thank you so much.
I tell y'all, we got to work on. We don't have nowhere even to go shoot pools or just sit around and talk. Alberta, hurry up. We got 30 seconds.
I'm going to try to hurry. Dorothy, you're playing all of this inspirational music. Some kind of way you need to take this, and we go and buy it and contribute to the Harold Washington Cultural Center.
Thank you so much.
That's for increasing some money to that. But my heart goes out to the young lady.
The Pendleton family.
Okay. Bless you, Dorothy.
Thank you so much. Israel, you're my last call. Hurry up, 10-15 seconds.
I just wanted to let you know, speaking of fighting and black.
Black.
Eric Gardner is going to be on Fox News Chicago tomorrow at 8:30 a.m.
Okay.
Fox News Chicago, Mr. Eric Gardner.
Thank you so much. Look, y'all, if you want to make sure you go see The Invitation of Life, call 773-373-1900 so that you can find out our senior race and all the other races. We're there today. Our doors open at 6, shows at 7. Tomorrow, doors open at 4, show start at 5. And we got senior days, so call 373-1900 at 773-373-1900. You can also go on Broadway in Brownsville or hwccchicago.org. Come on out and see this great Imitation of Life. This has been a wonderful day, a great day. How many minutes I got there? This has been a great day. I have enjoyed that piece of Ms. Brown, Jane Brown's daughter, for hosting. I think we're going to be on Heart and Soul coming up next week. We're also part of the Chicago theater community now. So a lot of stuff is going on, a lot of things good. So call 773-373-1900. Ms. Pendleton, this show has been dedicated to you and your children. Welcome home, First Lady Michelle. Happy to see you here. Let's tell your husband we're going to bring some resources back here. We need some resources. We know how you feel about the community. We're going to bring some resources on back. But thank you for coming, Mother in Chief, to show this mother some love. Solomon Berkeley, there's no greater feeling of hurt in the world than for a mother to have to bury their young. And that's, I'm going to play that one week for y'all. But black men, stand up. Black women, get ready. We're going to take our community back. We don't need to be lectured by nobody. I want to tell you, is it time for me to go? You can listen to Talk of Chicago, 1690. 50 years, y'all. You only turn 51. 51. And I want you to participate. And what we get ready to do is we celebrate our 50-year anniversary. 773-373-1900 for Harold Washington. Coffee, tea, and a conversation with me, Dorothy Wright Tillman. You can hear it back again on Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio, you can hear this back. Reparations now.
That neighbor's wife and daughter, cleanse your life with holy water. We don't need to pay. We've got the few. Used to be a knight in shining armor. Didn't have to own a shiny car. Dignity. Not the drugs he needs to hide the scars. Whoa, 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 whoa. Can you teach your read? Don't you preach your pray? Don't your presidents have soul? Have you heard a real good ethnic joke today? Mama took her seat and Daddy ran away. But you mustn't lose control.
Let's go to class.
I got some grass.
The kids are wild. We just can't tame them.
Do we have the right to blame them?
What the hell? They're too young to feel pain. Oh, but I believe that love can save tomorrow.
Oh, I believe the truth can make us free.
Someone tried to say it, and we nailed him to a cross.